Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
I just kind of want to keep listening. I'm over here dancing. I'm picturing myself in parachute pants and with backup dancers and all the. It's never happened. Anyway, 8:11 here on News.
I was wondering about the backup dancer part, man.
Is that you?
Well,
that's not.
I mean, back in the day.
What I was hoping for. Know. All right, 8:11 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, my goodness. So much stuff going on. I got a health note for you. This is kind of one of those just, you know, this'll either, you know, a lot of times health news, it either just confirms what you already believe and are doing and it makes you feel good about that, or else you think that it's false. You know, that's because...
well,
you know,
you're right.
Yeah, you don't want to believe that it could be, you know, I got to change something. Eating spicy food protects heart and brain health. New population analysis from Sichuan province, China. Sichuan, I'm going to say a bad word if I don't be careful here. Anyway, they looked at 55,000 adults and compared with people who rarely ate spicy food. How does anybody not eat spicy food in China? Anyway, to those who ate it 6 to 7 days a week, and they discovered that people who do eat spicy food routinely are less likely to develop, is it ischemic? Is that how you say this? Heart disease and cerebrovascular diseases?
Wasabi.
I don't know what to say.
Wasabi.
Nice. So more capsaicin wards off all the bad stuff because it increases capillary blood flow. Also, I guess flexibility in your blood vessels is one of the things that it benefits, which, you know, the more you work out your blood vessels, I guess the more flexible they are. These are all like I'm barely knowledgeable enough to give any comment on them, but essentially, they say that it's been linked to lower blood pressure, connected to animals with hypertension. High blood pressure is avoided by this. So, yeah, capsaicin improves the overall health of the inner walls of your arteries. Strong, flexible arteries are better able to stand, expand, and contract, which reduces the workload on the heart and lowers the chance of damage over time. So, if your heart pushes into stiff arteries, the heart's doing all the work. If your heart pushes into less stiff arteries, then, you know, it's less strain on the heart is kind of the idea there. So, cool, which validates everything that I already do, which is I like spicy food. What are you doing? You trying to...
Nothing.
You just looking at my medical knowledge and...
yeah.
Did I say anything wrong?
No, sir.
Why are
people know what I'm talking about.
All right, it's fine. Are you a spicy food person?
No.
Oh,
sorry.
You're going to die young. All right, so... Well, that's what the study says.
It is what it is.
It's science. my son... Oh, I love my middle son. He puts hot sauce on everything. You know, like you would put salt on a thing, he puts hot sauce on it.
I know a 5-year-old that does that.
He does it.
We gave him hot sauce for Christmas.
Yeah, he just puts, and I mean, he goes through it like crazy. He particularly loves Louisiana hot sauce, but he just likes, I mean, in bulk. You get him a 5-gallon, it goes on French fries, it goes on steak, it probably goes on cereal. I mean, I don't know. Like everything gets hot sauce. And I don't, and it always, I feel like it's an insult. I give him all this great food and then he puts hot sauce on it. I'm like, bro.
At least taste it first.
He doesn't. He knows. And he's actually my cook.
Oh, really?
So he's actually my food person out of the three of them. Yeah, so, you know, whatever. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. What else do we have going on? For those of you just tuning in, I'm kind of doing a day of, I'm not going to talk about Luigi Mangione. I'm not going to talk about Charlie Kirk. I'm not going to talk about the Sanger, except we had to a little bit with the mayor. I'm just taking a break for a day.
Mental health day.
Yeah, wait. That makes me one of those people.
Wow.
Now I'm a Gen Z snowflake. I need a mental health day.
Well, that's what we're doing.
We're trying to. We're talking a lot about that stuff a lot. And, you know, sometimes it's good to talk about other stuff. There's other stuff in the world. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses, corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Now, still dealing with Highway 29. Let's see here. The accident that happened at Hope Drive and Highway 29. It's got traffic backed up all the way to 9 Mile. Also, I-10 westbound exit ramp. If you're getting off on 10B, they've had an earlier accident. The roadway is now clear, but I'm still seeing some delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about buying a house, selling a house, doing a real estate transaction of any kind, maybe you're growing a family and it's time for your first house or a bigger house. Or, you know, you're an empty nester or about to be and you're looking at downsizing. Maybe you're tired of taking care of the house because it's a lot of work and you want to go to a condo. I mean, I don't know. Everybody's got different things. Or investment properties, short-term, long-term rental, fix and flip, whatever. Christina Leavenworth can help you with all of that. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they sold 165 homes last year. So 175 the year before that, plus 200 when it was easy. You know, it was super easy a few years ago. It's a little harder these days, but that's why you need an expert, really, to help you get the best price, the best deal, to know what's normal, to really advise you on what you can and can't ask for and what you have to and don't have to accept. I mean, all that stuff, okay? They've got the experience where they know how to do that. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right. Get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim & Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim & Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
The fall season in Pensacola is a lot of fun, from the Seafood Festival, Taste of the Beach, and so much more. And you'll find out how you won't miss a thing.
Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
I'm not your problem. I'm just the businessman.
Somebody, this is funny. Somebody texted in and said, Andrew, it's hilarious, and you're not a native Floridian, so maybe it won't apply to you, but it's hilarious to hear you refer to anybody pejoratively as a snowflake in Florida, where a single snowflake will strike fear into all 22 million of us.
Exactly. We start running.
Florida, where we'll wrestle an alligator over an RC Cola, but we have one weakness: temperatures below 60 degrees.
Yes. Oh my, it's so true. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's good. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, now you're fighting back with me on the spicy food, saying that you can get IBS and IBD. Oh, there's different kinds of bad things you can get down there. I don't want multiple bowel disorders. All right, so no, just stop it. Spicy food people are healthy. You know, look at the Philippines and India and, you know, Mexico, and you see You know?
Si, senor.
I don't know. You'll see something. All right. Let's see. 437-1620. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump is in the UK today. He'll be going on a...
Yes.
On a tour.
A three-hour tour.
A junket, a hike, a badminton exercise. I'm not sure where we're going with this.
They'll Pickleball. Also be headed to the tomb of Queen Elizabeth II. A New York State judge is dismissing terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione, the 27-year-old accused of killing Brian Thompson in New York City. He learned at a court hearing Tuesday he's no longer facing the top murder count, but the second-degree murder charges do remain. And the framework is in place for that TikTok deal. Oracle may be one of the new owners, the software giant, one of three investors named in a possible deal to keep TikTok operating in the U.S.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:21 on News Radio 92.3. We're trying to do a different day today. Just, you know, kind of, what do you got? What are you doing?
Hojo just introduces fried clam strip soap.
Okay, so first of all, Howard Johnson still exists?
I didn't know that.
Okay. I mean, those are the right colors.
Yeah.
So fried clam strips. So, Yeah. And also, is that a Hojo's thing? I think that is a Long John Silver's thing. But okay, whatever. All right, fine.
Yeah.
Gross.
I was just like, whoa.
Thanks, John.
Hey, you're welcome.
Your contribution to the show is something that we all collectively throw up in our mouth over.
Oh.
Okay. So anyway.
I was just telling you.
You know, we talked about this in the 5 o'clock hour. Haven't talked about it since. David actually came in and asked me. He said, how are you getting used to that thing on your hip? And I said, what did I say to him? I said, I'm not sold yet. So I'm carrying openly today.
Very openly.
As an experiment. It's a Glock 17, so it's a big old ugly black gun.
It is.
And I did it because I said I would. I said I'd give it a week and I'd wait till Wednesday. And partially because, you know, it's lawful now. And partially to see what people say. You know me, I'm experiment,
yes,
you know, and see what happens.
We do know.
But I will tell you, in the first, like, 10 minutes this morning that I had it on, I'm already experiencing elements of this that I don't enjoy. For Andrew, you've been advocating for this for years. Yes, I know. But I never had a chance to really try it. And so sometimes you don't, you know, discover what you don't like until you try a thing. So the first thing I noticed is, so I'm right-handed. So it's on my right hip, and I went to put my phone in my pocket, and like, oh, clunk, clunk. Like the phone, and especially because I'm a phone face toward my leg person. That's, I think, the safe way to do it. So if you bump into something, you don't break the, so the face, okay, the glass front, whatever, is always touching sort
to
of
your
towards
leg.
My leg. Yeah,
okay.
That protects it the best. Well, in putting it in my pocket, face in, the most natural place for it to clink, clink is against the holster, and that's bad because it's hard and that might break it. And it's awkward to get out too because I got to work around that to do it. So that's one. And then, you know, I'm getting into the car and, you know, inside your waist is not a problem for the phone. Inside your waistband is not a problem for the car because it's all inside. It doesn't interfere with anything. I sit down. I can't quite get comfortable because it's like big. It's in the way. And then the seatbelt goes over it and, you know, I'm kind of adjusting it around. You know, like, these poor police officers, you know, the stuff
right,
they have to deal with.
Right.
They got the whole utility belt, right? And I just got one little gun. So that's two. And then third was I get out of the car and I'm coming into the station and I've got my man bag, you know, my big black satchel. And I'm a right-handed person, so hip, guns on the right, and also the bag is on my right shoulder. And now my bag is getting all tangled up with the holster and, you know, like, well, that's not cool. What, am I going to carry my bag on my left shoulder now?
We're going to teach you new behaviors.
Yeah. So far, it's been a pretty inconvenient day, honestly. I got to say, I'm not a fan yet. Plus, you got all the, like, Bob Johnson thoughts about how Sheriff Johnson says it's better to be the concealed carry person because then the bad guy doesn't know who's got a gun. I see value in being the open carry person because then the bad guy is discouraged. You know, if they go in to see a cop, they leave. If they go in to see people with a gun, maybe they leave, you know, deterrence. You can maybe stop the event if you have one concealed. You can maybe thwart the event if you have one openly. But yeah, and you know.
But you had to bring the biggest one you have.
Well, the 43, the whole point of open carry is I'm a small guy, it's easier, and 17 bullets versus 7.
I know, but if you're going through all 7, then.
Well, let me say it this way.
Okay.
If I've got the 43, I have to carry a spare mag. Because, I mean, you know, a handful of 9mm will solve one person, may solve two. If you're dealing with a problem that's bigger than that, you're going to need an extra mag. One mag only. And if, now, you could fire six. Maybe my aim's not great. You know, maybe somebody's too far away. Or
they make extended clips. Yeah. I just wanted to tell you that.
What's that?
They make extended clips.
Yeah, but it's stupid to get a concealed carry with an extended clip.
Well, you're not concealed carrying now.
No, but this one is plenty. It's 17. It's plenty.
Okay.
It's illegal in Oregon because it's a more than 10, but it's legal under the used to be
and
legal.
And I think Illinois, too.
Pre-ban. Is it? Do they have one in place
They've
also?
Got some weird law I hate like all that. That.
So, but you said you open carried in Texas, right?
Oh, I loved it.
So I'm actually kind of curious if you want to text me in. Are you open carrying or concealed carrying still? 437-1620. Somebody says better keep your phone in your left pocket anyway. What is it because of? Oh, well, yeah, you always want to keep your gun hand free. Okay, that's fair. But then I got to keep like keys, money clip, and phone in the same pocket. I don't like to do that because then the keys and the money clip run the risk of damaging the phone.
Okay, so we're going to teach you new behaviors before today is over.
Oh, somebody says, you go, Barney Fife.
I know, right?
Oh, that's funny. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 as you approach the I-10 intersection. Traffic is backed up just a little bit, but everybody decided to take Palafox going southbound, North Palafox going southbound. So traffic is backed up there. Let's also see here. Other than that, we're good. Yeah, computer. I love
this
computer.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I think about these people texting me in about how I'm like Barney Fife, you know?
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. First sign of youngsters going wrong, you got to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, fair enough. It is. Good advice, Barney. What else we have going on? I thought this was an unusual story. It's kind of a good story, but you know the LCSs that they make over in Austell and Mobile? Okay, and also they make them at another, at Groton, Connecticut, maybe, I think is the other place where they make them. One is the Independence class, one is the Freedom class, if I remember correctly, odd numbers, even numbers, anyway, all that stuff. This has been variously described as, littoral combat ship, right? Not littoral class. This whole combat ship, I think, is the actual official name. But that's not what anybody calls it. They all call it the little crappy ship, the LCS. Because, you know, they had, like, engine problems.
LCS. Oh, okay.
Get it? The LCS. Yeah. That's the little trimaran one that looks just kind of doesn't look like anything else that's out on the water. And but it had problems with, like, the hull cracking. And, you know, each manufacturing facility had one or the other of those problems. Like, it was, I forget which one it was. Well, now it looks like they've actually found a use for it. Gee, if we just deploy a ship that nobody wants, nobody asked for, and we shouldn't have built in the first place, and we build them badly, eventually we'll find a way to use them. So they're now actually being used as one of the ways that they were originally intended to be used as mine countermeasures. So anti-mine ships. Because, like, our anti-mine ships are ancient. The anti-mine ships were built in the 1980s with wooden hulls wrapped in fiberglass so that they didn't set off the mines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you try to, like those helmets that they wrap in the bag, you know, that they then look so weird wearing. It's like a Green Bay Packers helmet, but with a Green Bay, like, grocery bag over the outside.
Right?
Of it. It's just weird. So we had these ships built in the 1980s, the Avenger-class minesweepers, and they can tow mechanical and sweep gear and deploy divers and do in shallow water, which the LCS is littoral waters are shallow waters. That's the value of it. But they're slow. They're outdated. They don't have any self-defense. So a minesweeper out there, hey, we're here, don't kill us. But the LCS does have, right, its ability to defend itself. It has the Fly Seahawks are 60s off of them for mine detection. The Airborne Mine Neutralization System, the AMNS. The Sea Dragon itself has got some capabilities. But anyway, they're useful now as mine countermeasures, especially as we're dealing with places in the Gulf or around contested waters, and we're thinking forward about what we might do with China. Having, you know, 57mm gun, rolling airframe missiles and sea rams, you know, useful things to have on a ship that is also going to be deployed in contested water, shallow water, doing minesweeping. So that was one of the original mission sets for the LCS when they were first developing them. There were three, as I recall, and that was one of them. And I guess over the years, we finally realized, oh, hey, it actually does what we built it for.
Let's realize it now.
Outstanding. Well done.
Very
people.
Good.
Way to luck
proud
it out.
Proud of you.
Yes. Proud of you.
We'll be back in just a minute. Stick around. David Wayne's got your local news up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A Windsor Castle welcome with gold-encrusted carriage ride for President Trump and First Lady Melania.
King showing President Trump all the troops that are waiting. This is a tradition that goes back many, many hundreds of years. Whenever a visiting head of state would come, the king would show him the British guards, the British soldiers, who would protect him during his visit. And effectively, that's what the British soldiers will be doing.
Fox's Benjamin Hall, now a private luncheon. Everything in the castle grounds for security and business with Britain's prime minister tomorrow at his country home exchequers. The 22-year-old accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk was wearing a suicide smock at his virtual hearing. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray building a solid case.
DNA consistent with Robinson was found on the rifle's trigger.
Facing aggravated murder charges and the death penalty, America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.365 and sunny right now in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, a proposal to rename North 65th Avenue in Myrtle Grove after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was dropped yesterday following some discussions during the county commission meeting. Commissioner Mike Kohler had initially suggested the name change, but after some significant backlash from citizens, he decided not to pursue it.
I listened to each and every one of you, and I'm not going to force that road on you. But I think it's healthy to have these conversations. We have to. We have to have open dialogue.
Many attendees voicing strong objections to the name change, saying honoring Kirk would be offensive and detrimental to the community. A poll by our news partners at Channel 3 showed about 65% of their respondents opposed the idea. Well, WSRE cutting ties with PBS and also no longer going to be a certified direct support organization for Pensacola State College. This after the College Board of Trustees meeting yesterday.
And I do have concern that there is a lack of oversight in terms of making sure that the college is complying with the state's requirements to make sure that we're not expending funds on any prohibited DEI expenditures.
And Trustee Zach Smith was concerned specifically about the recent hiring of WSRE's new executive director, who he says publicly supported DEI initiatives. According to PSC, with the new change at WSRE, some jobs will be lost, but about half of their employees might be able to transition to roles within the college. Well, NFL great Dan Marino says he's been living with liver disease for about 20 years
now. The former Miami Dolphins quarterback turned 64 this week and said he's been living with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease since 2007. The disease is typically connected with obesity and occurs when fat cells accumulate in the liver. Marino says he was told to cut back on the pizza and the ice cream, and his doctors recommended a Mediterranean diet of mostly vegetables, fruits, and whole grains. Doctors say fatty liver disease can lead to cancer or cirrhosis, but is reversible if treated. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. And an update on the FSU football player that was shot in Gadsden County last month. FSU head football coach Mike Norvell giving an update this week on linebacker Ethan Pritchard. He says that he's still in the hospital in Tallahassee, but this last weekend, Norvell says he opened his eyes. Norvell says Pritchard's family is still with him and supporting him in his fight. Senator Rick Scott wants America to honor Charlie Kirk. Scott introduced a resolution yesterday to hold a National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk on October 14th, which would have been his 32nd birthday. Our District 1 Congressman Jimmy Patronis leading a companion resolution in the House. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. We're still dealing with traffic on Highway 29. It's backed up all the way to 9 Mile Road going southbound toward I-10. Just be aware of that. No other accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a beautiful day in store for you today. Plenty of sunshine, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Thursday, nice sunny weather, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. For Friday, plenty of sunshine, high near 89. And by Friday night, temperatures dropping near 71. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, sunshine. We've got 67 degrees in Pensacola, 65 in Milton, 70 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Your money now. Today, our markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow's up 221 and three quarter points at 45,979. S&P 500 is up about 4.5 points at 66,11.85. The NASDAQ, though, down 50 points, 22,283. Looking at our 10-year bond rate, down slightly, 4.022% today. Gold prices are down 1570 at 37,0940. Silver is down 76 cents at 42.15. All right, now Bitcoin down 625 at 116.59. Ethereum's up 5.25 at 44.90. Solana's down $3. Dogecoin down by about 0.1 cent this morning. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines today. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to announce an interest rate cut today. Most analysts leaning toward the central bank bringing down its rates for the first time since 2024 amid a slowing labor market and lingering inflation. More than 20 unions and college faculty organizations in California now suing the Trump administration for financial coercion. The unions and organizations represent workers at every University of California campus. The lawsuit was formally filed by the American Association of University Professors. The Jerry of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream stepping down.
Co-founder Jerry Greenfield announced he's turning in his resignation because he believes the independence promised by their parent company, Unilever, is now gone. Greenfield says Ben & Jerry's was always about more than just ice cream, and it was a way to spread love and invite others into the fight for equity, justice, and a better world. Ben & Jerry's has been clashing with Unilever since 2021, when the ice cream maker said it would stop sales in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Unilever has yet to comment on the resignation. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
The Neal Clinic, Friday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is vaguely related. Today's frivolous topic is vaguely related to a news story. I saw a headline, and the headline was, "Stop using these five passive-aggressive phrases in emails that shows you don't understand people and can't get along with them."
Oh, boy.
So, and I read through them. I'm not going to tell you what they are just yet, but I read through them, and I thought, oh, thank God I don't use any of those. And I actually agreed, with the assessment. I agreed with it. So the question of the day, what are the email peeves? What are your email things that people do that you don't like? 437-1620, 437-1620. John, anything come to mind? I've told you before this probably doesn't apply to most people. Maybe it does. I don't know. It applies to me because I get lots of solicitations for topics and interviews. And when somebody sends me RE: something that I did not initiate, something that I did not ask for, something, you know, like they're lying, pretending that it's a reply.
You just took my answer.
Oh.
Yeah, re and the little colon and then your home or something.
Sorry. And they make it seem like we're having, you know, they're trying to trick me.
Like I wrote you first, yeah. And then you're hitting the re, yeah.
When people are involved in trickeration, you know.
I like that, trickeration.
And I'll say this. I don't think there's anybody here in town that does this, but so this is really me talking to the dummies from the National Representatives of authors and things like that throughout the time. But if you ever do that to me, I will never do business with you. Because I know you're a liar. I mean, I know that you're somebody I can't count on to be reliable and trustworthy, and that's what I want from people, is for you to be reliable and trustworthy. Okay, so John, I stole yours. You have another one in the meantime?
Yeah, I'm trying to just junk mail in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, who doesn't deal with that?
437-1620, 437-1620. Tell me your email peeves, because, oh, my goodness, there's so many different ways that people do emails, and it irritates other people. And I think, you know, sometimes I think you should have known better. Sometimes I think, well, you know, it's hard to know that that's going to bother people. I'll see if anybody comes up with the ones that they have in here, but I'll just start with the text, 437-1620. It irritates you when the entire question is in the subject line with an empty message body.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay. All right. So I actually will sometimes put the main content of the email in the subject line, because then you don't have to read the body. I actually find it time consuming when the subject line is not helpful, and then I have to click on it to read the body to even know whether I need to be reading the email or not. So I'm actually trying to save. But you don't like it when the question's in the email body?
No.
It's like a text.
Yeah, but, you know, put it down, just subject. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm kind of mixed on this one.
All right, interesting. I would see, this is why I'm doing this, because I would have never thought that would bother somebody. I'll often send an email where everything I want to say is right in the subject line.
Well, but that's you, though.
Yeah, I guess it is me. Yeah. Somebody says, "I hope this email finds you well."
Oh
yeah.
No.
It's meant as a pleasantry. It's so dumb. It's so, like...
Hope it finds you're doing well. No, so, it doesn't. You just wasted 5 seconds.
You wasted my time, and yes. Tell me we don't know each other without telling me we don't know each other.
Right.
Because that's what that says.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah. You might as well say, "I am a total stranger writing you this." In fact, I'd prefer that. Hey, we don't know each other, but...
Oh, that is better.
Isn't that
That's
more,
much better.
Because there's an old rule in sales and psychology, which is admit the obvious up front so then they can't respond with it. Lead with the negative, you know, and give somebody permission to disagree with you. You know, I mean, just do the things that make it easy for them to do what you maybe don't want them to do. But anyway, 437-1620. Somebody says, I hate poor spelling and grammar in emails. Yeah, email's a weird terrain because it's not a text and it's not a love letter. It's not a, you know, calligraphy. And historically, emails, you always used proper grammar. I find myself slipping on this one a little bit.
We know.
I will do things that are lowercase. Mm-hmm. I will do just like it's texting, you know, it's just a little bit faster. Like I don't have enough time for you to do a capital letter.
Exactly. That's how
it's
I feel.
It's a little insulting.
I'm like, wait a second.
Do you always sign an email?
Only if it's like official.
Yeah, I usually put my name on it, but not always.
Yeah, but
in the back and forth emails, the threads, it's, I still do. I still do.
Your news radio thing is like,
oh,
all
with
the way
the long, yeah, I know. That's annoying. I agree. There's no way to turn it off
And
on easily unless you don't have it at all. Yeah, my signature kind of brags about my awards. Uh-huh. That's actually, you know what that's for? That's for people who don't know anything.
Don't know me.
That's meant as a, if I'm trying to contact somebody, that's meant to be like, hey, he's not just a nitwit. I mean,
but
he might still be.
There's a little button
but
that you can put up at the top of your toolbar that you just press it.
Sean Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Rolling accident free again, but if you're on 98 approaching in Gulf Breeze trying to get onto the 3 Mile Bridge, you are going to see some traffic delays in that area. All right.
Don't tell nobody.
I'm learning from Brent. Brent is the consummate shusher whenever he's doing auctions and stuff.
Oh.
He's so good at it.
All right. Not seeing any other delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, John, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you are thinking about whether you need a roof, that's the time to call Quality Roofing Solutions because they'll come out, they'll look at what your roof is doing, and they'll say, you know, we can get by with just a repair. This is what that will cost. But also, you know, they might say, look, yes, you can put off a whole roof replacement for 3 or 4 years, but in 3 or 4 years, it's going to be more expensive. And in the meantime, you don't have this great thing. And you might even, if you do a wind mitigation inspection, you might even save enough money on getting one now that you can get a reduction in your home insurance to offset the value of it significantly. And so they'll talk to you about all that. They say about 90% of what they do is replacement, about 10% is repair. They can do both, okay? But sometimes it's not just that, like, oh, the roofing company, of course, they want to sell you a new roof. Well, they want to sell you what makes sense for you, okay? And they'll talk to you, and they will talk to you like a person. They will assume, you know, they will not assume you know everything. They also won't assume you're ignorant, okay? They just like a person. For 19 years, Quality Roofing Solutions under Brian Ward, about 10,000 roofs they've done in the area. And a 4.9 on Google, which is, I still think, I am amazed. Nothing gets a 4.9 on Google. So that's pretty impressive. A lot of local charity work that they do, but just basically their goal is to be decent people, take care of you, you know, photos of everything that they do before and after. So you have that documentary record. If ever there's something bad happens, it's online. So you don't have to store it yourself, all that stuff. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, tell me your email pet peeves, things that bother you when other people do them. I saw an article that had, you know, all of the passive-aggressive things that people do in emails that offend other people that they don't even know about. Somebody here says, TLDR. Now, do you mean when they say that, or do you mean when they write too much and you didn't read it because they took too much time? I'm so guilty. I don't have time to write brief. It takes more time to write short than it does to write long, but then I know people don't read it all.
But the long emails, I now have AI summary.
Oh, do you cheat?
No, I don't. It's helping.
It's a tool.
It is a tool.
And then
if I want to read it all.
I got these evangelical AI users who are trying to convince me. My boss is trying to you should get AI in your phone. No.
You should. No chance. You really should.
Somebody says, anytime an email is marked urgent.
Urgent.
If it's urgent, just call me. That's a good point. If it is urgent.
I just hear the song, you know,
urgent.
No, all right. A little Foreigner?
I don't know. It just came to mind.
Getting emails from businesses I didn't ask for, and then when I go to unsubscribe, their unsubscribe doesn't work.
Yes, that is so true.
Some emails never die, even if you disconnect from them. I hate to say this because it's so obvious because I think everybody knows by now, but you should almost never hit reply all.
No, please.
The group text. The group text. Oh, I'm in the group text right now.
That's a whole nother one. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
You know, private messages can be sent privately.
They can. They really can.
If one person is commenting to one person, you can just send that yourself.
Right.
You don't have to. All right, that's anyway, another issue.
Yeah, that is.
Now I'm being super publicly passive aggressive. Emailing in all caps. I emphasize the yelling that they.
Yeah, you did. I was proud of you.
You think Donald Trump emails in all caps?
Probably. Sometimes.
You think his emails look like his truths?
Yes.
I mean, I really don't know. I mean, does he even email?
I think somebody else does it for him.
He seems like a talker to me. Yeah. I wonder if Donald Trump emails.
I don't know. Let's ask him.
Next time I have him on the show.
Yeah.
Let's see. Frivolous attachments that go on and on. Oh, I think you meant, is this the, I don't, maybe that's the topic for the day. Let's see. I'm reaching out to you. Yeah, I don't love that kind of Diplo speak. Emails for you. Emails for when you need to share more information than a text can hold. Sure enough. Oh, Trump does not use email. Interesting. Oh. I suspected as much. Somebody says this. So the five things they say not to put in an email. Just circling back on this, which is an insulting, condescending way of saying, why didn't you get back to me yet? Per my last email, same thing. Mm-hmm. I already told you this. Why do I have to tell you again? I'm annoyed. Copying blank here because you're escalating who's involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like as a way of telling you, hey, get on it. Thanks in advance. Oh, yeah, no, mm-hmm. No. Or this is not an email thing,
please
but
and thank you.
When people thank me for attending something that was mandatory. Oh, I didn't know. No. You don't get to tell me to attend and then thank me for attending. No.
Please and thank you.
Thank you is for voluntary things. And please advise, they say. It's just kind of, it sounds a little bit brief. You know, it's sort of like, hey, now it's your problem. You figure it out. That's what
I like it, though.
When emails turn into group chats.
Yes.
Typing in an email. What is this? Typing in all caps because you don't type well and you accidentally left the shift button.
That has happened.
All right. There you go. That's your don't do these things in an email because people find them offensive. 821 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. New South Proud! Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
I must break you.
Oh, I did a super nerd thing yesterday.
What was that, Andrew?
And I know you might think, how could that be different from any other day, right?
But right, right. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Not an unfair question. I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud. I went to visit a stormwater pond.
you did what?
Oh, you do the traffic first. Do traffic on the fives, and then I'll tell the story.
I don't even know if I can.
I know.
Okay, after that.
I feel real. I'm really embarrassed all of a sudden. I'm going to turn this into a segment, though, so go ahead.
Okay, brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We're still seeing no accidents on the big board right now, which is great. Seeing just some minor delays on Highway 29 southbound as you approach I-10 from that earlier accident. But other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So here's the story. A listener had emailed me and said, hey, Andrew, you ought to go visit the corner of Navy and Barrancas where they're building the new Circle K, where the old Flowerama used
right.
to be, because right now they've got the underground stormwater retention ponds are exposed that as soon as they cover up with concrete, you won't ever see them again for 100 years. So I was actually in that area already for doing some shopping.
Right,
I was shopping.
Right.
I was going to the Saigon
quotes,
Market.
Right.
And I was only about 10 minutes away, and I thought, I'll run down there. So I ran down there and looked, and I'd shot a video, and as I do. And I'm walking. I'm basically, you can hear me on the video walking around saying, I don't understand what this is. It's got about 8 or 9, say, 50 feet long, looks like corrugated black tubing, like, you know, storm drain tubing. And then inside of those are the more sturdy turquoise-colored green, you know, PVC kind of pipes. And this is below grade, below level. And there's two of them. And I'm trying to figure it out. Well, guess what? I found the site superintendent. I bumped into him. His name is Bill Carr with WHBass. He's been doing this stuff for 40 years, and I talked to him.
All right, we found an expert. I got Bill Carr. He is the superintendent for WHBass. And you were just explaining to me all the things. Oh, your name's even on the sign. Excellent. All right, so these two facilities that look like water processing, water retention,
so
how does that work?
Underground water retention.
Okay.
And what happens is that asphalt area you walk across up front is going away.
Okay.
And we're putting in a pond.
Oh, okay.
Into the county system.
Okay. Like you would normally see an open pit, you know, when you build to keep the water.
Open grassy.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
What this does is slows down when you get those torrential 5 and 10 inch rains in an hour.
Okay.
The amount of water that flows into that pond.
Okay.
It fills the chambers and trickles out into the pond so it doesn't flood.
So the goal of those is to keep the flow more even in a high volume rain
yes.
event. Okay.
Yes.
So how does it work? Is there stuff underneath the black and the gravel, or is that kind of the only part of it?
There'll be gravel around the black
uh-huh.
over the top of it. And the black are just hollow tubes.
Okay.
And it gives the water a place to build up and hold.
Okay.
So
it really is. And that'll be under the concrete, right? You'll put concrete on top of those?
Yes.
And that's capacity, but also designed to make it so that you don't suddenly throw a bunch of water into the grassy retention pond.
Yeah, so we don't flood the county system.
Okay. Huh. So the benefit is really to the county. Is that a required thing, or is that just a beneficial thing?
It's required in any municipality.
Okay. Interesting.
It's just stormwater control.
Okay. Well, fascinating, especially when you're putting on so much asphalt and concrete. This is the preferred way to handle it, I guess.
The more non-pervious surface you have,
yep.
that keeps it from trickling into the ground, the more of these you have to have.
Okay. And then from that front retention pond, it'll just go into the storm drains like normal water would. Okay. Well, Bill, thank you so much. Is there anything I missed to ask or you want to tell people? Because I think it's a really... I had somebody call me and say, Andrew, you got to go look at this. It's interesting. You'll find it fascinating. I'm glad I found you because I understand it now. But anything else I missed to ask or...
Standard construction. I've been doing it for 40-something years. So.
Well, thank you for making our things work better. I appreciate that.
You never know what you're driving over that's underneath. There's a storm water processing retention pond underneath the asphalt. And it's standard. He also told me he's been doing this for 41 years, and he got fired on his very first day on the job by his dad.
Oh, no.
And then his dad rehired him the next day, 4:30. Get up, go to work. You fired me. You're rehired. Get up, go.
You're listening to